Corrie ten Boom was a remarkable Christian woman who lived by the Christian principle of caring for others, even with the threat of imprisonment, torture, abuse and death from the Nazis during World War II. Her story is told in the film The Hiding Place. Corrie was born in 1892 in Amsterdam and grew up in Haarlem, Holland, where she and her father were watchmakers. She had two sisters and a brother. The Nazis invaded Holland in May 1940. Even before the war, Corrie was active in charitable work. When a Jewish lady sought refuge from the Nazis in 1942, the Ten Booms sheltered her and then started sheltering many others. They were active in the Dutch underground. They built a secret hiding place in Corrie ten Boom's bedroom, just 30 inches wide. Access was via a sliding panel below a bookshelf and by crawling on hands and knees. Through her charitable work, Corrie knew a civil servant who had a disabled daughter. He also issued ration cards during the German occupation. She approached him and asked for 100 ration cards, which he gave her. She provided ration cards to Jewish people she met. In February 1944, a Dutch informer betrayed the Ten Booms, and the entire family was taken into custody. They were sent to Scheveningen prison. Six people were using the hiding place at the time, but none were caught by the Nazis, and all but one survived the war. Corrie's father, Caspar, died in prison just 10 days later. Corrie and her sister, Betsy, were then sent to Herzogenbosch political prison, and then to the cruel Ravensbrück concentration camp in Germany. There, due to the terrible conditions, Betsy died on 16th of December 1944. Corrie was released 12 days later. She later learned that her release had been a clerical error. She saw it as an act of God. The conditions in Ravensbrück were appalling. The women were crowded into barracks. The beds were dirty and full of lice. There was little light and food was scarce, and all were malnourished. A meal consisted of turnips or pumpkin boiled in water. The women were set to work at heavy jobs like shoveling sand. Through all this, Corrie encouraged and comforted her fellow inmates by praying for them and reading encouraging Bible passages to them. She used a Bible she smuggled into the prison under her dress. When released, Corrie was unrecognizable in appearance due to her malnourishment. After the war, Corrie ten Boom set up a rehabilitation center to help concentration camp survivors. She traveled widely, telling her story in 60 different countries. She wrote many books. All had the message that God helps us and can still be trusted. The spiritual life is still important and helpful, and forgiveness is important. She found that those who adopted the Christian principle of forgiveness for the wrongs done them during the war were best able to move on with their lives. She told the story of meeting a former Ravensbrück camp guard at a function in 1947. He was one of the cruelest in the camp. The guard, now a Christian, regretted his wartime actions and sought her forgiveness. He wanted to shake her hand. What a moment! She knew the Christian thing to do was to forgive him, but her feelings and memories of atrocities flooded back. With God's help, she was able to forgive him and eventually to shake his hand. During her lifetime, Corrie ten Boom was knighted by the Queen of Netherlands in recognition of her work during the war. Israel honoured Corrie by naming her Righteous Among the Nations. Corrie ten Boom died of old age at the age of 91 in California. We honour a remarkable Christian woman who lived by the teachings of Jesus Christ through the worst of times and experiences. Others benefited as a result. She testified that God was real to her and others and helped her through all her experiences. Christ.